Earlier this week, Professor Oliver Williamson, University of California at Berkeley, won the Nobel Prize in Economics. Since then, he's been showered with congratulations from his colleagues and students, and the university will award him an additional, maybe more unique prize. Cyrus Farivar reports from Berkeley.
Winning a Nobel Prize is rare enough, but in this historic university campus, there might be something even more rare. A free parking space on the central campus. These are highly coveted spaces and normally cost about $1,500 per year. So as an added perk, UC Berkeley gives its Nobel laureates a free lifetime parking permit in a special, centrally located, Nobel laureate-only parking area. Professor Oliver Williamson is now the 8th Nobel laureate on the current faculty.
Oh, I plan to receive a copy of that parking permit and put it to good use.
There are 5 parking spaces in a row between the physics and economics buildings, and another 2 behind the chemistry building, reflecting the various departments currently represented. They're marked with a special sign that reads, "Reserved for NL, Special Permit Required at All Times." That NL, of course, stands for Nobel Laureate. Physics professor George Smoot, who won the prize in 2006, says that although the permit is free, it's not automatically renewed. That's why not all 8 of Berkeley's Nobel laureates have spots.
It's a temporary permit. You got to renew it every year, like your Nobel laureate's going to go away or something. And so twice now I've gotten tickets because I didn't remember to renew it on time.
But a little paperwork's not going to stop Professor Williamson.
I think it ought to be automated. But apply if I must, apply I will.
When I spoke with Professor Williamson earlier this week, he said he's not exactly sure when he'll get the permit. That being said, he'd kind of like to get it quickly.
There's a banquet tonight that the chancellor is putting on, and I'm hoping that he has in his pocket this parking pass, but we'll see.
So you're kind of gunning for it as soon as possible?
I'm hoping for it. I won't be disappointed if I have to struggle for the next 6 weeks without it.
Professor Williamson did not actually receive the permit at the chancellor's dinner, but Professor Williamson did tell me that after speaking with the chancellor about our interview, the chancellor produced a handwritten temporary parking permit on the spot. In the meantime, the campus parking and transportation officials are working feverishly to set up Professor Williamson's space near his office. He'll collect his Nobel Prize in Stockholm on December 10th. For NPR News, I'm Cyrus Farivar, Berkeley, California.
This is NPR News.